Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Why, thank you, Dave. I always laugh because, honestly, my friend listening right now, you have no idea what transpires in a given period of time. Like, for example, the past 10 minutes. The show almost did not go on because the internet was not working. Now, there are some sunspots that are in the area, actually affecting all radio at this point in the year. So it could have been a sunspots issue. Never mind. I called my friend Joy Hall from Cool Jazz Conversations. Great show last night, by the way. And said, Joy, could you please post a little note that I might not get on? But honey, God did not want to stop this show. Marc Antoine joins us in the third and final hour of the show. Can't wait. He's back on his feet and he is touring. We're so excited. And there was some great music to play today and some great news. Could not share that news. Besides, it's a beautiful day in Baltimore. It's going to hit 75 degrees. Oh, God is so good all the time. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Forgive me if I'm just a tad pumped. Here we are, starting off the show with something classic. We love to do this. You know that, right? Shirley Scott, back in the day, she was the bomb. Loved Jimmy Smith, and you can tell the influence right here. The Shirley Scott Trio, Make Someone Happy. Here we go. What can I say? Or all that I can say is that I love that version of that song. Gretchen Parlato from The Lost and Found. And the song that was done so well and did so well for Mary J. Blige, who did really well on American Idol last week. Not really watching it. My son and his dad are watching it. So I'm just living vicariously. It's too much stress to watch it, but she should be a judge. She was so good. And I'll bet you she's heard Gretchen Parlato's version of that song and went, pretty good. Gretchen is the bomb, man. Woo, is she a busy gal? Have much mercy. She is playing Germany, Switzerland, Austria, the Netherlands, France, Greece, and Italy up until April. Then she's taking a Midwest tour. Then she's coming to the East when she'll play Ram's Head in Annapolis on May the 11th. I'm so excited about that. Then a couple of days after that, she'll be at the Playboy Jazz Festival in L.A. with Terry Lynn Carrington and the Mosaic Project, fresh off their Grammy win. Man, isn't that a hot life? Oh, gracious. Just so cool to be Gretchen Parlato. We heard, too, from Keiko Matsui. Oh, she's a busy gal, too. Awakening from her, The Road, .. And as you know, Gretchen and Keiko were guests on Cool Jazz Conversations, which is back, by the way. Just started up again last night. And Keiko is very adamant about the fact that she wants that ... after The Road, because you just never know. Life can change on a dime. Your life is a continuing work in progress. So look at the road ahead. Look at all the possibilities. That's what Keiko thinks. Keiko Matsui just played with the U.S. Air Force Band, did a great job at Constitution Hall. She's got a busy schedule, too, at Blues Alley, and that's in April. And then she's going to go to Russia, and then Hawaii, and then Desert Ridge in Phoenix. I don't know who puts together her tours, because they send her from the summer to Siberia, but that's okay. If she likes it, that's fine. To start the set, Shirley Scott and her trio, and that's Bob Cranshaw on bass and Otis Finch on drums. Shirley Scott, Philadelphia-born, God bless her heart, born on the 14th of March, remembering her birthday tomorrow, and she passed away on the 10th of March in 2002. Very interesting life. Queen of the organ, an admirer to the max of Jimmy Smith. Make Someone Happy is what we heard from Great Scott from 1964 on Impulse Records. Now, she's mostly associated with work she did with her one-time husband, Stanley Turrentine, and Eddie Lockjaw Davis for 3 years in the 50s. In the 60s, she was with Stanley. In the 70s, doing her trio. In the 80s, she was an educator, very well respected in the Pittsburgh area. And then in the 90s, she's back in Philly doing piano gigs. Here's the thing. Great life. Somebody should put her life on film. A beautiful woman inside and out. And she passed away a tad too prematurely, but then again, who am I to say, in 2002. She had taken fen-phen. Let this be a word to the wise. I did too in Nashville, I must confess, years ago. And it accelerated a heart condition in Shirley. And in 2000, she won a lawsuit against the pharmaceutical company, $8 million. And then she passed away in 2002. So we should all be very, very careful about what we are taking in. And if I have to say this, have a little bit of caution as far as what doctors say, okay? Always need a second opinion and make sure that folks who are smart, who aren't making money off of you, know what you're doing so that that way there's no kind of interference with one thing that you're taking in conjunction with another. Enough said. Let's turn our attention to other matters. Marc Antoine coming your way at the 3 o'clock hour. Of course, we're in Baltimore. You might hear this in the archives. Marc will be on our third hour. Calling from France, I believe it's going to be about 9 o'clock p.m. in a Parisian time, or wait a minute, he's in Spain. Okay, he's in Spain, so it'll be 9 o'clock in Spain. Thank you, Rebecca, for getting this all together. And thank you, Ira Sullivan, for all you have done in your way of music. My goodness. Ira Sullivan will be 81 on May the 1st. Multi-instrumentalist, some say genius is not a label enough. Check this piece out. Vento Brava from the CD Peace on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
samba do baião. Namorar, essa chama derrete o coração. Ai, 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 não se aprende na escola. Vai, 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 um sorriso e agora. O que é pra eu fazer, ó dama maravilha? Levar comigo o sonho, a espera é fantasia.
Eu te quero, quero tanto te ver.
Não cansa de rodar, é bom, é short, é samba, maracatu, baião. Tira a sandália, ginga e ginga de pé no chão. Me conquistando de leve, leva pro samba. Samba ao baião. Turn to me, feel the rhythm, the music and the high.
Ay, 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 you can tell me your story. Fly, fly so high, my morning glory.
To watch you move, you shake, you dance, que maravilha. Your eyes, your lips, your smile, your face é fantasia. I do anything you want me to do. You turn around, you call me a xoxote, samba, maracatu, baião. You move your feet and go around, making life so fun. You run, you shake, you dance, you move, you shine in the sun. Provoking, turning, teasing, asking me to see ya.
That is my girl lately. No joke. Can't get enough of Ileana Elias. Woohoo! Turn to Me. Which, if you want to know the other title of this, is Samba Maracatu from Light My Fire from just last year. Oh my, just a piece of work. And you know, honestly, if you go to YouTube and see Ileana and are able to see the camaraderie that she has with the men that she's working with, the musicians and the people who have been used to her spirit and her talent, piano, arranger, songwriter, interpreter, extraordinaire of songs. What a voice. They have such respect for her. It's just a joy to see. We were talking about this on Cool Jazz Conversations last night with Gail Johnson and Althea Renee and Darlene Moreno, talking about the respect that men have, something that they might not have known to be respectful initially. But when you see someone who is not built like you, has different equipment, and you're used to thinking of them in one way, and you see that their whole breadth of gift unfolds in front of you, and you have the utmost respect for them, that is the biggest high for me these days ever. Woo! And Ileana Elias has quite a bit of respect. Truly, she does. My, it's good to hear her. Czech, Korea, Spain, which is, by this point, a modern jazz standard, first composed, well, actually composed in 1971, first appeared on Light as a Feather. And back then, even an association with Stanley Clarke. It's just real amazing. Chick Corea is going to be at Burke's, as are the previously mentioned ladies, Darlene and Althea and Gail. Chick is going to pretty much close out the Burke's Jazz Festival. It begins next week and goes for, what, at least several days. What, 10 days, 2 weeks? Oh, it's just amazing. Chick Corea, we played him last time. Had to play him, excuse me, back-to-back to Ira Sullivan, because that vibe was just so associative, I guess you could say. Ira Sullivan, you go to his website, irasullivanjazz.com, find out so much about him, a bop jazz multi-instrumentalist, including flute, which you heard there, a clinician, a lecturer, an adjudicator, I got to look that up, in jazz workshops all over. A weapon of jazz. What is happening with my voice? I got too excited. He was one of those guys. He started out born in D.C., and then he went to Chicago. He played with Charlie Parker, Lester Young, Art Blakey. He was taught trumpet by dad, sax by mom, had a problem with traveling, especially when he got married. He was one of those guys that didn't want to move around too much with his family, God bless him. But he got fired up when he had moved to Florida. He was in contact with Jaco Pastorius and Pat Metheny, and he just felt that overflow of energy. He moved to New York and formed a quintet with trumpeter Red Rodney, and he somehow landed back in Florida again. It is my absolute mission to try to get him on the microphone with me on this show, because he has so many stories to tell, so many blissful journeys of music, and so much instrumentation. He's one of these guys that can pick up an instrument, and within days or maybe even hours, he's pretty much owned it. That's just a freaky, freaky talent. Vento Bravo is from Peace, and that was from 1979, and there's more ahead. I should tell you that we were going to have another guest. Heidi Martin is not with us today. I do want you to know that she is going to be, if you are in the Baltimore area or in the D.C. area, any place you can do a day trip, Andy Music is going to have her with them on St. Patrick's Day, which is this Saturday, and she's going to have a real special lineup. Great voice, and we'll have her back again one of these days, and we'll have music, and we'll have a good time. In the meantime, Marc Antoine is going to join us, not this next hour, but in our third hour, so get ready for your ride of your life. When you hear him speak, it's just sort of like a transfixing moment, if that's a correct word. Transfix, I know that's a word, but transfixing? He's just got the warmth and the kindness and the accent, and especially since he's endured all that he has endured, being, this is an understatement, under the weather for a little bit, having two procedures done and knowing he's touring again, it's just thrilling. So we'll hear from him. In the meantime, Blues Project. Let's go back, shall we? To sort of beatnik days, I guess you could say, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Flute Thing. You're going to hear a few of them today. Thank you.
Mona Lisa men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? To tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Calgon, take me away. Nat King Cole, God rest his soul. Gosh, isn't it funny how when you hear someone when you're a child and that artist so powerfully affects you that years later you miss the person. It's as if you knew him. The music just has infiltrated your soul so much. Nat King Cole, born on March the 17th, 1919, yeah, and passed away on the 15th of February, 1965. And, you know, as much as you saw a positive image of Nat King Cole, if you saw him on TV or saw archives and YouTube videos, you would have thought that life was a lark for him. But, man, did he go through some challenges. And you know what I'm talking about. Nat King Cole lived to tell the tale of Jim Crow days. And there was one event that happened. He was playing in the South, and members of the KKK came in to voice their displeasure that Nat King Cole was playing there. And Nat wasn't accosted in the way that you might have thought, but the stage was upset and he lost his balance and he hurt his back and he never played the South after that. Never. So, man, and I remember too when he was on the Dinah Shore show, and I think I mentioned this, but this made a powerful image. When you're a little girl in Philadelphia, which, you know, is pretty safe territory as far as you would think, non-racist vibes. I remember Dinah Shore, this Southern woman from Tennessee, she kissed Nat King Cole on her show, and you would have thought that the world was going to end. I remember the impact even when I was a little girl. So times have changed. We're hoping so. We're hoping come November they change even more, because folks have to understand that everybody's journey as far as that patch of life in the U.S., folks who come from other parts of the world don't necessarily get it. To be an African-American person during that time is something that you can't pretend to know about unless you have lived through it. So there's a lot of folks on Facebook who like to throw their two cents in who come from other countries, and you just want to say, you better stop now before I come over and slap you silly, because you don't really know. And Nat King Cole was just full of stories. I didn't know this. I'll say one more thing, then I'll go on to tell you about Althea Renee, who you heard right before. Did you know that in the later part of Nat King Cole's life, this is just so incongruous to me on a couple of different levels. He was living with, what was her name, Gunilla Hutton from Hee Haw, the Swedish gal. Why does that strike me as so amusing? I mean, I know the gal made money. Sometimes you can make money on being dumb, ask Jessica Simpson. But it was just so weird to think of those. I think of Nat King Cole as so sophisticated. And, hey, different strokes, you know. But I'll tell you who was there at the time that he was sick and when he was dying from lung cancer was his ever wonderful, faithful wife, Maria. God bless her. Nat King Cole. Love the man. Everybody walking is somebody who has done some things down the line. Nobody's perfect. But, man, we do revere our legends, don't we? And another one is coming up. Althea Renee, coming to Berks, was on Cool Jazz Conversations last night from her CD, No Restrictions. That was I Love Your Smile, originally 1991, from Shanice, if you remember. Rex Rideout produced that particular track from that really cool, soulful Althea package. Man, she is just the whole thing, isn't she? She's beautiful. She's sexy. As a matter of fact, somebody wrote that Althea Renee takes flute to new heights of sensuality and groovitude. I love that. She is part of Jazz in Pink, as are a number of ladies, and we'll get to that momentarily. But Althea was just full of spunk and fire last night on CJC, and she just was real great. Hey, speaking of spunk, she at one time was a sheriff of Wayne County in Michigan, and she was classically trained on the flute at the age of four. Meanwhile, her daddy was involved in Motown, so she got both ends. She got the classics, she got soul, and now it's in this really tasty, synthesis of incredible music. Man, I love her. Blues Project, Flute Thing. Blues Project was around from 65 to 67. This is the Reader's Digest version of what happened there. There was an Elektra compilation back in, 1964. It was an album full of basically white guys who were maybe from Greenwich Village, New York, who played acoustically. They admired the black musicians that they heard, and Elektra put this compilation out. Well, Danny Kalb took the name Blues Project, made it the name of his group. In it was Steve Katz, also on guitar. And coming into the fold was Al Cooper, who was working on a Bob Dylan album, Highway 61 Revisited, and wanted to sort of brush up more on his piano and organ skills. So it was one of those first acts that put together psychedelic rock. They were a jam band, like the West Coast answer to them, the Grateful Dead. So they broke apart after a couple of years, and Al Cooper and Steve Katz formed Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And there's the Reader's Digest version. We'll go back to some legends. Marc Antoine coming up at the top of next hour. Hoo-hoo! Kenny Barron is going to be on this show. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy the day before my son's 20th birthday on April the 3rd. Kenny Barron. Let us go back, shall we, to 1994 with Charlie Hayden and Roy Haynes. Sail Away from Wanton Spirit. You ready for this? I think you are. And if you don't know anything about Kenny Barron, I'll tell you in just a couple of shakes. Where is he? There he is. Enjoy.
was at the Honolulu night. Stars so bright, sea so blue, down on Waikiki with my arms around.
Mercy, it's always a better day when you hear a little bit of Veronica Nunn, huh? Woo, loving you more and more from The Art of Michael Franks. Do you know that Veronica has been with Michael since 1992? That's the same age as my son, 20 years. Wow. I just love that lady so much. She has such a good heart, and she is adamant about people knowing the way to go in the music business. And if you go to her website, VeronicaNunn.com, you will find out she actually has classes in this regard. Only a Libra would think out of the box like that, bless her heart. Little Rock, Arkansas can claim Veronica as their own, but she moved to New York to actually study theology, but her head got turned around because she knew she was good. She met George Walker, a.k.a. Big Nick Nicholas, who was a teacher of John Coltrane. And Big Nick knew his way around, introduced Veronica to folks she should know, and within a very short period of time, she became a first-call singer. When you are first-call in New York, baby, you on your way. And then she met Michael Franks, and it was just one of those wild things where she didn't know that she was auditioning. And the audition went so well that he said, okay, we're going to leave in tour in the next few weeks. You want to go? Must be nice. She, along with her husband, bassman Travis Shook, We also know a lady bass person named Amy Shook. We have to find out if there's a relation. Formed Dead Horse Records. And Veronica was with us on Cool Jazz Conversations a couple of months ago. She was just a delight. Hiroshima, we heard from, oh my, On the Fence from Little Tokyo from 2007. James Lloyd playing on a track on that particular compilation. Just love Hiroshima. You know, we've waxed poetic about Hiroshima before, haven't we? East meets West and all of those wonderful Latin, African, Asian sounds all blended into one. And, man, I just can't say enough about what they do. They updated their website, HiroshimaMusic.com. And if God is good, maybe we'll get a chance to go to Austin in August because they're going to play in Austin, Texas that month. They've got a few dates, not a whole lot of dates. I think they just want to lay back and see how the road takes them this year. But if you get a chance to dabble into the way their journey started and how it has progressed through the years, it is just ear bliss to hear Hiroshima. And I'll stop now. You know how much I loved going to see them at Ram's Head, and phew, to hear June on that instrument is just a once-in-a-lifetime experience. If you have a chance, go. Kenny Barron. I'm taking a moment here to pause because actually there was a realization this morning that had not occurred to me before today. As much as you do research about these particular individuals, as much as you think that you've digested all the information, there's something new that you learn. Kenny Barron, one of those Philadelphia jazz artists, my hometown is just known for them. Kenny Barron has one of those piano styles that irritates some people, or at least frustrates them, because they can't pigeonhole what kind of jazz necessarily he does, because his mind is just so full of chords and bebop and straight ahead or contemporary or whatever the situation calls for. Well, here's how good Kenny Barron was. Showing promise early, having played, by the way, in his career with Freddie Hubbard, Ella Fitzgerald, Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, 9-time Grammy nominee, you're getting the picture. He's just turning 69 in June, so he's not, you know, elderly. But Dr. Yusuf Lateef saw something in him early on, in his 20s, and took him under his wing, as it were. Now, I had known that Kenny Barron was playing with Yusuf Lateef back in the day. It was my first introduction to Kenny Barron. I told you that back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, there was a special disc jockey in Philadelphia named Johnny Kraft on WMMR, and he made it a point to befriend me because I was just all about immersing myself in music. They used to actually play some jazz cuts on that rock station. Johnny Kraft knew it was my birthday on October 16th, and he played Nubian Lady every time. And I just realized this morning that not only was Kenny Barron playing on that track on Gentle Giant with Yusuf Lateef, but Kenny Barron wrote the song. He wrote the song that is one of my favorite of all time, and now it's full circle because Kenny Barron's going to be on the show on April the 3rd. Before he comes to Baltimore to be at the Baltimore Museum of Art's 5 for 5 shows. Yeah, so you don't think I'm going to let this go by without playing this song, right? I don't care if it's my birthday or not. We're going to hear Yusuf Lateef on flute and Kenny Barron on piano and Nubian Lady on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Marc Antoine in less than 30 minutes. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
be brilliant. To mesmerize me. Throw me over your shoulder. With a high IQ, it isn't what you know, but what you know how to do. You don't have to be brilliant to mesmerize me. You don't have to be genius. To be astute and complex when all he needs to learn is to please the fairer sex. You don't have to be brilliant to mesmerize me. When I met the doctor, I went weak in the knee. He was long, tall, and handsome, and he dropped on my feet. But later in the night, without his stethoscope, in anatomy, the doctor didn't have but a hole. You don't have to be brilliant. As a physicist, he told me how my DNA was in a twist. But when he tried to show me what his theory was about, he didn't have a clue how to on it out. You don't have to be brilliant. Let the begin. But when he ran out of steam, I cried, make me a twin. You don't have to be brilliant to mesmerize me. You don't have to be genius. Swing you. with a high IQ. I'll settle for a caveman with heck of a clue. You don't have to be brilliant to mesmerize me, to mesmerize me, to mesmerize me.
Oh yeah, Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Heard a whole bunch of music, and hasn't it been fine? Yes, indeedy do. A few minutes after the 3 o'clock hour here in Baltimore, Maryland, and you just heard from Marc Antoine from my classical way and rebirth. Just wanted to do a bunch of songs today that sort of spelled out spring, you know? Still waiting for Mark to call. I'm not going to worry. You know what? After this afternoon, I'm not worried about anything because with 2 minutes to spare, the internet came back on. There is a scenario called sunspots that are happening with both syndicated radio and terrestrial radio. We used to have these when I was working back at WSMJ, 2005, 6, 7, and just this time of year, sunspots really do a number on some people's transmission, these atmospheric conditions that sort of punch out your internet or punch out your sound, and then it comes back, but it's different from what everybody else is hearing. I'm getting a whole bunch of folks in the chat room who are having a time of it. Matt and Griselda and Linda and Norman and Debbie were all in the chat room, and Matt is the one who's having a little bit of a challenge here. So keep him in your good thoughts and prayers. Did we hear some good stuff. Amy Shook and Felicia Carter, "You Don't Have to Be Brilliant to Mesmerize Me," from the CD Nothing to Do. Amy Shook was backing up Walt Weisskopf the other day at the Baltimore Museum of Art. Amy was not scheduled to play bass, but apparently she filled in at the last minute. Did she just curl some toes? A packed house. Amy Shook, of course, has been on Cool Jazz Conversations, has been on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. You should know, if you ever come to the area, you got to see this bass goddess do her thing. She's going to be at 49 West in Annapolis tomorrow with the Fab Trio, and that's Frank Russo on drums, Bob Buddha on piano, and Tim Leahy's going to do his trumpet thing, I think. And then with Felicia Carter, who you heard on vocals, Felicia and Amy are going to be part of the Shoop Storytelling Series. Amy and Felicia and a really good band, they're going to be at Center Stage, and that's going to be in the next couple of months. AmyShook.com has information. Herbie Mann, Dwayne Allman, we heard Push, Push from 1971, which is sadly the same year that Dwayne passed in October. Oh, Lord, did I cry. Herbie Mann, one of those instrumental flutists or flautists. What do you call a flutist? Oh, let's call him a flutist. Who like to push the envelope as much as possible. And it just maddened some people because you could never keep a feeling of what was coming next with Herbie. If you saw the album jacket back in the day, you thought, what the heck is going on? Because he looks like he's naked. And what it was, a whole bunch of songs that were retooled instrumental versions of beloved favorites. Never Can Say Goodbye, What's Going On, If, just real different. And then here comes Dwayne Allman on the title track, one of the two original compositions. And he just made one of those big impacts when you hear flute and guitar together as only they could do. Man, it was something else. That was especially for the Bride of Funkenstein, and they know who they are. Linda and Beej, for you. And we heard, too, Gail Denise Johnson, thank you very much, from Philadelphia, PA. Make It Happen from Her Story or Her Story. Gail Johnson, JHONSON.com, if you want to see what all she's doing. She's doing quite a bit, even has a gospel show on Sunday. Coming to Burke's Jazz as part of Jazz in Pink. She was on Cool Jazz Conversations last night with Darlene Moreno and Althea Renee. It was a ball. Joy and I had a great time. Counts as some of her inspirations, Duke Ellington, Herbie Hancock, Stevie Wonder, Joe Sample. She is killing on that piano, a chat room favorite, by the way, this afternoon. And played with Morris Day, Pink, Bobby Lyle, Vanessa Williams, to mention a few. And she said last night that Norman Brown will not go on the stage without her. And I believe it. Well, Mark is not here yet, and I'm going to play another song for you so you get a full breadth of all that Marc Antoine is. And we'll find out what's going on, maybe. Maybe he'll only spend 20 minutes with us. Who knows? We'll just find out what the story is, and we'll dip into our Marc Antoine songbook. This seems like an appropriate song to play today because we've got lots of sunshine, high of 75 in Baltimore. This is Sunland on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
You see what happens when you're trained in the classics? Marc Antoine there on guitar. Oh my, is he ever on guitar. First learned very early age. Actually, not too early, 11, but within a couple of years his dad was just so impressed that he sent him to the Parisian Conservatory. He would be classically trained by mentors like this, Andres Segovia and John Williams. It's just a fascinating life, and I'm a little concerned because usually I would hear from Rebecca or Mark at this point, and I haven't heard, so keep a prayer that everything is cool. We heard Unity right there, and that's the song that started Mark's actually solo career from classical soul back in 1994. Just a neat blend of some pop and some flamenco, a little bit of hip-hop on that CD. And my gosh, we also heard, what else did we hear? Yeah, we heard Sunland from Madrid, and that was co-produced by Rick Braun. And we're going to give this a couple of more minutes, and then we'll see. As a matter of fact, we'll do it this way, since it's such a beautiful day here in this part of the woods in the Mid-Atlantic on the East Coast. We're going to play this song because this seems to be appropriate, and we'll see what the story is and give a few more minutes to see if Mark calls in. If not, I'm going to let you go early. We're going to have Janice Rochelle Little John on Thursday, and this is one of these women that is so important to hear because she's not only a journalist but a director. She has a project out called But Can She Play, focusing on women in jazz who are instrumentalists. It's going to be a really fascinating show. Looking forward to that. And Ken Navarro next week, and Kenny Barron on the way. And right now, a little blast from the past, from 1976, actually. Little vocal song, Mose Allison, Your Mind is on Vacation. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
You're sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm gonna have to put you in your place. You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names. You telling stories about the dame. You over laughing when things ain't funny. You're trying to sound like the big money. You know if talk was criminal, you lead a life of crime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Life is short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. If you don't like this little song I'm singing, just grin and bear it. All I can say is if the shoe fits wet and you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working.